Joining us now, dear friend, you hear him every Sunday evening with the Bible Says here on WCHV Radio, but heading into the most important week in all of Christendom, and that's not overstating it at all, I don't think, but I've said it before and I'll say it again, I'm just a lay person in this. Pastor Mark Deloach of the Albemarle Baptist Church is on with us. Mark, happy Good Friday to you, sir, and how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you, Joe?
Excellent, and we're honored by your putting aside some time for us this morning to talk about the importance of this whole Holy Week to the human race, to the human experience, and the importance of understanding the sacrifices that were made. Talk about, first and foremost, what, your message is to all of the listeners, but also those who join you at Albemarle Baptist Church. And I know there are plenty of them out there.
Yes, I think that the most important message that this entire weekend really communicates is one of hope. And, the world that we live in and the world that they lived in was a kind of a hopeless place for a lot of different reasons, politically and economically and so forth. And when Jesus died on the cross, his disciples and followers, their hopes were shattered because they expected him to give them deliverance from Rome. But that's not why he came, Joe. He came to give deliverance from sins and to provide salvation. And when they watched him die, it made their hopelessness even more magnified.
Mm-hmm.
But on that Easter Sunday morning, the first Resurrection Sunday morning, as those women came to the tomb to embalm his body, they were met there by an angel who told them, "Fear not, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He's not here, for he is risen, as he said." And, when they saw that angel and saw that empty tomb and realized Jesus is alive, in fact, Jesus even manifested himself to the followers of Christ. Just minutes later, hope was restored in their hearts, hope for this life, hope for forgiveness, hope for eternal life. And that hope is a settled assurance. And that's the message of Easter, that Jesus gives hope.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm honored to be able to share that with your listeners today. And I'm so excited about sharing it. Twice Sunday morning, we'll have a sunrise service at 7 o'clock and then a regular worship service at 11. And I'm excited to tell people that Jesus is hope and that there is hope in this life and the next one if they'll just come to Jesus.
I know it's human presumption sometimes to think that this is the most important or the most dire, or we always seem to apply that drama to our world, Mark. But you talk about the unfortunately the temple had been corrupted by the politics, and it was all taking the individual's beauty and God's gift to each human out of it. And I think it's important for us to remember this wasn't the first time nor the last time that happened. And it's important for us to take that hope, even for those who, watch too many of the Sunday talk shows and not enough of the Sunday sermons.
That's so true. And this world does need hope. And Christians have not only a duty, but a joy. In fact, in that text that I just read a moment ago,
mm-hmm.
those women went to go tell the other disciples that he's alive, and it says that they went with joy. And Christians have a joyous occasion to tell others Jesus is alive, and he does bring hope to everybody. It doesn't matter what their walk of life might be. He gives hope and provides hope for every person if they'll just trust in him as their Savior. And I really hope that your listeners will do that, and I hope that our congregation, those who maybe don't know Christ, will do that as well. Jesus is hope, and I say, praise God, he is.
So, and I know we didn't pre-prepare this, but as somebody who is so well-versed and so great at helping us find that. Do you have just a few words? Just a obviously the show is almost completed for this morning, but as we go into this weekend, would you do me the honor of blessing kind of through the airwaves all of Central Virginia who might be tuned in and just share a prayer for us, even though we've kind of been going at it already? It's like those picnics when somebody says, hey, we're going to bless the food, and half the people have been eating already. But would you mind just sharing a prayer with us to kick off Easter weekend, Mark?
I would be honored to do that. And let's all pray together as a community. And Father, I thank you so much for the privilege of praying to you. And I know that you're interested in our prayers. You tell us to come to your throne boldly. So we're doing that right now. Father, I thank you for Joe Thomas and for his mic that he's lending to me this morning. Bless him, I pray. Bless his family. And Father, please do bless that station where we hear him every morning. Father, we also pray for this community, Charlottesville and the surrounding areas. Father, I pray that you would just bless this entire community. And I pray that those who haven't trusted in Jesus as Savior might do that before it's too late. And I pray, Father, that they might even find their way to a church that preaches the gospel on Sunday. But Father, our community has many needs. I pray that you would meet every one of them. We know that there are some who've lost loved ones in recent days, and there are others who are struggling with depression or discouragement. Some are facing financial problems. Father, please meet every need, and we pray that you would help them to know that you love them, and use that as a tool, we pray, to bring them to Christ. And then, Father, we just pray that you would just bless especially Easter Sunday morning for all churches, for all Christians. And I pray that this would be an opportunity for us as Christians to go forth joyfully giving the gospel to others. But again, Father, please bless Charlottesville. And we pray that you would bless the entire WCHB audience and bless the staff there. And we ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Mark, thank you so much. 7 a.m. is sunrise service at Albemarle Baptist Church.
Yes, sir. We're having breakfast at 8 o'clock, Bible study at 10, and then a regular service at 11. So your listeners are welcome to come. We would be honored to have them as visitors.
Just off of Rio Road in Charlottesville. God bless you, sir, and happy Easter.
And God bless you, too.
CBS 19 weather every 10 minutes on Joe Thomas in the Morning and Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.